Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
Hey folks, Devin here. This season has been a bit different, to say the least. And we wanted to take a moment now to explain why. As you know, we haven't been releasing in real time anymore. But for the record, I'm currently speaking to you from the present. Right now, it's March 6, 2023. It's about 7 p.m. And I plan on uploading this tonight or tomorrow. Okay. First off, let me give you a few life updates to catch you up to speed. Ellie has found a new apartment and is safe and sound. She also decided to take a break from the hustle and bustle of a restaurant chef life. She's got a sweet gig as a private chef for a few families on the east side. Amy moved here too, and her and Elia now live together. She found a new practice in Providence that seems to be working out nicely, so. She and Brendan are still working on repairing their relationship. Luke and Brendan found an apartment to rent so they can stay close by. The group has really come around to Luke. He's a really good guy who made some bad calls, but for good reasons. He and Micah have become especially close, considering their shared backgrounds. Micah and I are still neighbors, of course. She's been getting more temp gigs and quit bartending for the time being. Seems to be helping her with her sleep, retiring from night owl life. Side note, you might be surprised to hear me talking to you all, but Micah took the biggest break from this, trying to stay healthy. As for me, I'm still at my same job. I did get a nice promotion recently. And, as you might have heard, finally got my own cat. Anyway, yeah. So after that day at Amy's place in Boston with the boxes and the liqueur and Micah remembering people in masks, we all decided we needed a break, a proper break. We needed to reassess a lot of things. Why are we still doing this? Is it still worth it to keep digging? Are we safe? We did, however, keep recording ourselves just in case. Personally, I thought this could be the end of it. I wanted it to be the end. Believe me, there's nothing more that I wanted than to get back to my normal life. I tried. We all tried. But then Brendan and Luke showed up, and we all realized that those before versions of us, that life didn't exist anymore. We're never going to be the same. We're never going to shake the fear of being followed or watched. So, we're back. We've decided to pick it up again to find out what's really going on. We think, or hope, that when the truth gets out, we'll finally be able to breathe. And we might need you all to help. When we do, we'll send you a whisper. We hadn't all been together as a group in some time, what with all the moving and job changes and whatnot. But we did meet up a few months ago, and we came up with a plan. First, was to let you all know what's been going on since we last aired. What you've heard so far is what we recorded during that time. It's what we decided you all need to get caught up. Whatever happens next, well, we need to be careful and bide our time. But we'll try not to keep you waiting too long. The next thing you'll hear from us will almost certainly put us in danger. But it could put an end to everything. We're making it public. No one was meant to hear these recordings. That ends Thursday, March 16th. So, stay tuned. And thank you for sticking by us. Wish us luck.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawned something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.